So what is stack ranking?
So stack ranking is essentially putting employees into three buckets. You've got your A players. These are your all-star players, the folks you would love to have more of. You've got your B players. They're good players, but they're around average in your organization. And then there's the C players. And this is really the point of stack ranking. Our C players are our folks that aren't where we want them to be. So it's running under the assumption you're always going to have a certain percentage of your employees that are C players, which is a funny irony because if you did this enough times, you should end up with a bunch of A players, right?
Right, because the C players are moving up to B and
moving
to
up
B
or moving out.
Up to A, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you should, in theory, after a couple rounds of this, have nothing but A players.
So you're strictly applying the bell curve is what it sounds like to me.
You've got always in perpetuity. So they're saying you always are going to have C players and this percentage always forever.
In Microsoft's case, as I mentioned, this has been blamed for stifling creativity and creating a toxic corporate culture. Does that happen? Is that pretty typical when you use a system like this over a number of years?
So if we play this out over a number of years, the first thing it does is it creates internal competition. Because now you realize, I've got to be an A. And there's only a certain percentage of A's to go around.
Or B, I guess.
Or B's to go around. There's only a certain percent. And I already know those two are definitely going to be A's. Well, there's a third slot. Well, if I kick that guy down, then I could get that slot. It pushes the focus on individual performance. So when you think about a Google and you think about kind of their method for innovation, yeah, they want people to go off and create innovative ideas, but they want them to bring them back and then work with their team to develop that. Over time, stacked ranking forces individual thought, individual performance. I don't want to share it with you because what if you get credit and then you become the A, I become the B or the C? The other thing that it tends to do is it creates unhealthy levels of anxiety and uncertainty amongst employees that you may not need or may not want.
So companies are still using this system. Obviously, that means there are arguments in favor of a system like this. What are they?
So the arguments are, and they're valid ones. Nobody wants to tell somebody, you're not up to par. You got to shape up or ship out. Managers avoid that stuff at all costs. So it forces them. It says, you will have three of these conversations. Just pick your three people you're going to have the conversations with.
If they're using a system like this at my workplace, what should I do to approach it to make it work for me?
You need to come right up front and ask your manager, help me understand what an A player is versus a B player and a B player versus a C player. Can you tell me stories? Can you give me examples? Get them talking and telling stories, because then out of that, you'll learn behaviors. And then you can circle back every quarter. So you should be having lunch or coffee with your manager once a quarter to say, hey, how am I doing? Here's my checklist. So then the burden really is put on them for not coaching you up versus a surprise for you.
Good to talk to you, Brandon. Thanks.
Joshua, my pleasure. Looking forward to next week.